Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
There is no beauty, only ugliness. There is no glamour, only ghastly blemish. All romance disfigured.
CJLO 1690 AM. Hey everybody, how's it going? It's a Sunday from 4 to 6, which means it's time for this show here today, and it is a special show today for all of you. I mean, really, every day is a special show with all of you. You know what I mean? You know, we're all coming together here for good times and happiness and stuff. But today is an extra special one of those because we have guests. And by that I mean I did a pre-recorded interview and now I'm going to air it. Who is it with, I hear you asking, pleading to your radio for an answer? Let's be real. Your computer for an answer. Well, it is, in fact, the organizers of Prepare the Ground, who Prepare the Ground, a festival happening in Toronto, a heavy festival. We'll get more into that as it goes on. I don't want to go too far into the description of it. You'll figure it out as we go on. I got the chance to sit down and talk with the co-founders, KW and Denholm, who are just all-around good peeps. They seem like good peeps. What can I say? I'm going to take this entire episode and dedicate it to this festival. Not just because the interview was long and I wanted to use all of it, but also because I get to play a bunch of bands I would normally play on this show, so why wouldn't I just take the whole show to do that? Right? Right. I mean, obviously it's going to be a lot of CanCon because, you know, that's what we got to do here on radio. We got to fill our CanCon quotients, but you know, you'll get to hear a lot of fun. But I thought what I'd do is I'd start off by trying to transition you from Melodramatic that came before the show. I'm going to play some Marissa Nadler off of Songs 3, Bird on the Water. Play Thinking of You, who's going to be playing at Prepare the Ground. So keep it locked, CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew. I am joined here by two individuals who you might know from such things as Transmit Presents, Mythos Management, Adonis Adonis, Peeling, Backstabbeth, which is my personal favorite of all these, Perpetual Flame Ministries, The Cartoons, Moon Worship, Vile Creature, The Two Funerals, Buzz Records, and Cottage Records. But we're not going to be talking about most of any of that today. We are going to be talking.
Did you say your name was Andrew or Nardwar?
I mean, hold on. That's a very high bar to reach.
Let's... You hit some deep cuts on that Metal Archives hit, man.
Anyway, we're here to talk today about Prepare the Ground, which is going to be happening in Toronto from May 31st to June 2nd. And so I'm going to let these two introduce themselves and, tell you the people who they is and what they do's. Prepare the Ground? Yes, that sounds... Normally I say in the band they're in, but that's not applicable right... Well, it is, but not for what we're talking about. So tell the people who you are so they can put a voice with a name and I guess what you're doing in relation to this festival.
I'll go first. I'm Denim. I guess I'm the... we have like a fancy name for me on the website. It says operations something, but I just do a lot of nuts and bolts stuff mostly. I make sure the venues are booked, the ticketing company works. I don't know, your classic stuff. I book shows for a living, so of course I do that.
Denim is the business bitch of...
Yeah.
Can we say business bitch on the air?
Yeah, sure. We're in Quebec, so nobody cares about English swears.
I was about to say French swear, and then I stopped. My name is KW. I am the fancy name is the curator of the festival. I'm the person who I choose and book the bands for the festival. And together, we are the two people behind Prepare the Ground, a heavy arts and music festival happening in Toronto. Our first year is in 2024.
Because I like structure. I'm going to start this interview the same way I start all my interviews off. And that's, what's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering, and I will, if I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it or think about it at all.
I think this might be our second interview for them. So nothing yet, but you might be the first person to bring a question in that we're like, that probably sucks.
So you're setting the bar. Yeah, we haven't been worn down by the sands of time yet. But if you ask me anything about how my queer experience has changed recording my album, I think I might die of just like trauma. I might get triggered from a 2020 album press cycle and die a little bit, both on the inside and like physically and metaphysically. I might die.
It's like every time I am interviewing a woman in metal, she's inevitably, when I ask that question, I will get, don't ask me what it's like to be a woman in metal. And I'm like, I understand. I get it, because that must be the question that comes up all the time consistently.
Yeah, interviews can be nightmares.
Well,
let's set a high bar. Where are we at, Andrew?
I'm hoping this will not be a nightmare, because we're going to be talking about this festival and we'll talk about music industry nonsense, which might be good or bad, and probably is going to be bad.
I like that.
Okay, so we've gotten this out of the way. Good. Okay, so I don't have to strike anything. It's perfect. I love that. Well, as I said, Prepare the Ground, happening in Toronto, May 31st, June 2nd. Let's start off with a nice, easy softball. How did you guys come together on this? How did this come to be?
KW is holding me hostage and making me risk it all.
It's not necessarily wrong. I would frame it differently. Den Ulm and I met years ago. I play in a band called Vile Creature. We've mm-hmm. played shows for a long time. Den Ulm books, as you mentioned, book shows under Transmit Presents, which is one of the radder independent concert promoters in Toronto. So we naturally, we're an independent band. He's an independent promoter. It made sense that at one point we would link up. And I think it's fair to say from, the first time we sent an email and the first time you worked on a show, we just kind of really heavily clicked as people. It's one of those things where when you start talking to someone and within, each of you saying 10 words, you're like, oh, we're, skipping four rungs of friendship and we're just going to be, just going to be boys. It was a very welcoming atmosphere. And I think both of us just kind of very quickly became very close friends. And that was in 2017 or 18. And then we continued to work on shows together, just be friends. And then I believe I approached kind of off the cuff in 2020. I think I just mentioned to Denholm this idea of putting together a like arts focused heavy music festival, like how they do in Europe, like Roadburn and Supersonic and Amplifest, all these festivals my band had gotten a chance to play, where the vibe was a lot different from a lot of the North American festivals that I'd done. The curation was done differently, the way it was set up, how the artists were treated, how the people who come to the festival were treated. It was just something that I guess maybe I hadn't experienced in North America a ton. And Denholm, obviously also being a touring musician, kind of agreed and had the same idea. And both of us being spreadsheet people, we really, yeah, we just kind of both agreed on how we wanted a fest to be styled. And because we're both spreadsheet people, we started going through the numbers and the logistics of how this could be done. And when we realized that it was feasible to do as just two people, which is kind of our crew, is we have four people in our crew, but we're kind of the people who do the festival and have something at stake in it, we hit the ground running. And yeah, now the festival's happening. It's been like a 3-year process of putting it together, but now we're, I don't know, 5.5 months away.
Damn, four people. And I mean, the lineup you have is stacked, and it is between a bunch of venues. I am very impressed that, I mean, four people, but I imagine the two of you probably did a good chunk of all of that, being that, you know, you're credited as the booking person and operations person here.
We both have done a lot of work. But yeah, the work for the other people we're bringing in or have brought in is really, well, actually, Steven's done a crap load of work. The artist and designer for the fest has done like actually probably more than if I was them, I would have expected it to be a little less. but like it's a ton of work. And then RJ is our volunteer coordinator, and they're kind of kicking up more recently. Their workload's starting. But yeah. We're putting like it's a shitload of work to do this. But the main thing is like, I don't, you know, Toronto for me hasn't had a festival experience that I like would deeply enjoy or feel built towards my interests in a long time. And I think this is kind of the first real one because they, like KW said, like in Europe, there's actually a lot of great examples, even in the US, especially down south, there's a bunch of things. So I think it's like, we're due to make this work. If it doesn't work, you know, then I guess we just don't deserve it in this part of the world, but like we're giving it a shot. So